Jean Ritchie was often referred to as the mother of folk music. She was born in 1922, and she was the youngest of 14 in a family they called the Singing Family of the Cumberlands. And she was one of those individuals in a folk singing family that had an absolute passion for learning the songs of her ancestors. And in this case, the ancestors there in eastern Kentucky were very much like they are here in the Ozark Mountains. Jean was born in Viper, Kentucky, in Perry County, Kentucky. And in her lifetime, she gathered from relatives about 300 songs and games, ballads, dances, little ditties from her relatives and other sources in her community. A beautiful example of a Ritchie family song. It's an old song from Scots-Irish roots, from North Ireland, most likely, or Scotland, and it's called Pretty Sarrow. And it's a typical theme in traditional folk music where the young man who's in love with the young woman is too low in social status. He's too poor, he's too uneducated, he's from a different family background to be an appropriate husband for the woman he loves. And so he can't be with her, he can't marry her. And in this case, the theory is that he was an indentured servant, which made it even worse. And so he pines and pines and pines all of his life, all for the love of Pretty Sarrow.
Down in some lone valley, in a lonesome place, where the wild birds do whistle and their notes do I'll dream of Pretty Sarrow wherever I go. My love, she won't have me, so I understand. She wants a freeholder who owns house and land. I cannot maintain her with silver and gold, nor buy all the fine things that a big house can hold. If I were a merchant and could write a fine hand, I would write my love a letter that she'd understand. I'd write it by the river where the waters overflow, and I'll dream of Pretty Sarrow wherever I go.
So that was Pretty Sarrow by Jean Ritchie, and that is a traditional song from the Ritchie family. You could hear her playing the mountain dulcimer. Jean had a master's degree in social work, and she went to work in the late 40s at the Henry Street Settlement School in New York City. And that was when she brought a Jethro Ambergie dulcimer, a dulcimer that was made in Hindman, Kentucky. She brought a dulcimer to New York City. She went to New York right at the right time. That was during that burgeoning folk revival. And people started to learn more and more about the dulcimer because of her. And Jean is single-handedly credited with introducing the dulcimer to the wider folk world. So Pretty Sarrow, the song you just heard, is a beautiful example of that simple old style of playing the dulcimer with a stick that you call the noter and an open tuning, and you just gently strum.
And I'll dream of Pretty Sarrow. I'll dream of Pretty Sarrow.